It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 23rd of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get these shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll move to Canada to start with, and some big investment coming from Honda. We'll find out on Thursday about this big multi-billion dollar EV production investment in Ontario, actually Alliston, Ontario. In Europe, known as the Opel, and here in the UK, the Vauxhall Grandland finishes off the product lineup going electric for Vauxhall Opel. A sister car very much to the Peugeot E3008, the Vauxhall Grandland sits on the new STLA, the Stellantis medium platform, and because of that, this new version of the Grandland is significantly bigger. It's 173 millimetres longer, for instance. That's almost 6 inches. And it's going to have a 100 kilowatt hour battery charging. We don't know. We think around 160 kilowatt peak, but it could be a little bit lower, actually. But 435 miles of range, or 700 kilometers on that. The Hyundai Kona in the US is now $26,550, with Hyundai throwing in the equivalent of the federal tax credit, $7,500. They don't get it because the cars don't qualify until they're made in the US, of course. But the Kona Electric, now pretty much the same price to get into as the Nissan Leaf, but you haven't got to worry about CHAdeMO. It's got liquid cooling, of course, a perhaps more attractive body style. And so $26,550 gets you in the base Kona Electric SE with a smaller battery on sale for the first time in the US as well. Always had the big battery before, but now you've got a choice if you just don't need the extra range. And the Kia EV9 also gets the $7,500 federal tax credit equivalent discount off the EV9 to bring it much more in line with what would be a Telluride price of $48,000, I guess, for the base version, $48,725. BYD has given us the name of their first pickup truck. Now, this is a plug-in hybrid. It may come as a full electric truck. They're calling it the Shark. And the Shark, if it has the same powertrain as BYD have in their arsenal in other vehicles, would be something like a 194 horsepower motor with almost 20 kilowatt hour battery pack. CarMax, the largest used car retailer in the US, CarMax sharing their insights up to the end of February 2024, and they say that used EV trends are all going upwards, with a 177% increase on searches for electric vehicles. Biggest sellers remain Model 3, Model Y from Tesla. Talking plug-in hybrids, Mazda have now unveiled their real top-of-the-line CX-80. It's their flagship three-row, very much a very large vehicle, about 5 meters long, and it comes in a plug-in hybrid powertrain with 60 kilometers or 37 miles of electric range. The Mercedes-Benz eActros 600 is their all-electric truck, and it's been shown off charging at 1,000 kilowatts. That is true megawatt charging. Unfortunately, when it comes to market at the end of this year, it will have to come with a CCS2 socket, because MCS, the megawatt charging standard, is not yet ratified by the Charin body, but it will be soon. AESC, the Japanese battery maker, is putting an additional $1.5 billion of investment into their existing investment in Florence County, South Carolina, to make those cylindrical cells for BMW Neue Klasse vehicles, and that is about 30 gigawatt hours of battery production capability going into that plant. And Zero Motorcycles introducing their new Tesla adapter, but don't get excited, it's not a supercharger adapter, but merely an adapter to use destination chargers, wall connectors, etc., to fit with the J3400 plug, and that's on sale now.